Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. And when I say wonderful, I feel good. I do feel good right now. I can't say that I feel good all the time, because I think it is a growing process, and now my heart is overflowing with joy. In the context that I have more to grow, because growing up in church, which was a wrong, and I'm saying it mild, but the fact to convey that it's not the place for African people. You hear what I'm saying? It's not the place. So I thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio Show, The Cosmic Philosopher. I am host Tim Aldred, and I am here for a reason. And the reason is African, hybrid, indigenous, ethnic people don't belong to church at all. And I know that this is not going to sound acceptable to a lot of us. No. But I can tell you factual things that ought to be considered. I grew up with Christian parents. And they were sincere people. Whatever, I'm not saying that they were perfect people in this context, because none of them knew anything but the Bible. And the Bible is alien from the knowledge of the Elohim gods that created us. We don't get to know the civilized knowledge about our creation, because we were first sucked up into the church. It doesn't allow us to know anything else besides Jesus and God, which these are divine evil and darkness. Poor us don't know. So the world is full of darkness. And it is not easy for me to just tell you in a brief presentation about the knowledge, the good knowledge of our origin, based on the kind of the defiling kind of what you would call knowledge then. Not every knowledge is good. So just think about what I'm saying. The amount of bad knowledge that we have fed, loving Jesus, even when the teachings of Jesus and of his Father God, even when it is not easy to describe to a person who don't have any reading knowledge of what I am saying. So I hope that what I am saying, I cherry pick certain things that I think more easily resonate to a person hearing it for the first time. We don't belong to the church. African people don't belong to Christianity. And simply because we have not been allowed to read from early childhood and to be taught, because we were not. It is not easy to accept somebody coming unto you and telling you bluntly that church is not for you, when everything you know is about loving Jesus, loving God, and God says, love thy neighbor like yourself, and all them kind of things. There's a whole lot of stumbling block that a lot of us find a place in our thinking to look into things that are being said against what you love. Jesus, the sweetest name has ever been heard. Jesus, the mighty one of glory and all that kind of thing. Jesus is a liken to the heavens above, and none of it is true. None of it is true. We have white people who are controlling the wealth of the world. It was not so back in antiquity.
back in BC time. But how easy is this for anybody who grew up in the church to understand the difference when, oh, sweet the name of Jesus sound? You don't want anybody to blaspheme that. But it in itself is blasphemy if we were to become exposed to the truth about our existence, that this knowledge is in prehistory book, Potamia book, Sumerian book. Yeah, it's not into what they call the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible is only a misnomer word. Anything about the Bible that you have heard so far and believe in, it is a misnomer. And for the people who don't know what misnomer is something that is given for the truth. But it is not. So like these sacred vocabulary words that are used for Christianity, they willfully, white people willfully use sacred words to represent Christianity. But I can show you in the World History textbook that Christianity did not exist in the civilized BCE world. It did not. It did not. And a lot of my people will not give one little opportunity or chance to say, all right, let's get down into academic words and what history says versus the Bible. If you can find it inside of your mind, enough tolerance to do what I have just said, put the history book on the table, put a dictionary, and put the Bible. And with these three books, I assure you, on the basis that we all go to school and learn, let's say if it's English, and people who are speaking other languages do the same thing, because languages were made to speak in human understanding, right? And translation will bring us to know what everybody is saying, okay? So what I'm trying to say, when we all get together, whatever language we speak, we use, you know, the right book with the different languages, both Bible, dictionary, and World History textbook. And we all can, who know the different language, we can all bring it all together where all of us understand through translation exactly the same thing. You know, sometimes I feel so sad to know that such a tragedy happened that on earth these kind of situation exists, because I didn't know most of my early life from, let's say, age 7, when at least I was able to tell my parents I want to become a part of the church. And then I go on in my young age. You know, my parents care for me and the rest of my siblings. But when it comes to education and all that, we don't start out with good education. No. And today, some of my siblings have been to, you know, university, and other college, you know, and different form of academic knowledge, you know. I only go as far as adult high school. And when that happened is when I came to America. I didn't know America was not even governed by real human beings. I didn't know that. I thought America was a great Christian country because that up then, that's all I knew. I can tell you that learning to read better gave me an opportunity to read information that I am hearing a lot and talking a lot by. But I come to find out that reading and comprehension is a very, it's a science then. It is a science. And a lot of people who are going to the modern day university and college and the rest of learning institution, they don't really get to the bottom of proper reading comprehension, you know. I'm telling you. Because you may be thinking that, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. But you stand up a bit and let me give you an example as to what I'm saying, because I'm not angry with anybody who don't feel positive about what I'm saying. All right, let me show you an example. I'm going to ask you, who is it that created the first day? When I say created, I don't mean create the day, because day and night been here for billions of years, okay? And I'm not talking about something that happened in billions of years gone. The planet was here. Day and night was here. The sun and the moon and the stars been here long before human beings were created on planet Earth. I know that. And I can put on my 10-inch glove, I mean, in the context of word usage. And I am going to knock your, you know, your thing off track, because I am talking about world history textbook that the college and university you go to don't emphasize it at all, right? Because it is not designed for us African people to know the truth by these Europeans, and Europe is not a civilized place, because before any being go into Europe, there was nobody since the world began. Since water that cover the whole earth recedes, right? Some of the water recedes, and we have ground to walk on, to plant fields, and all these kind of different things. There was nobody here in what we call the Western Hemisphere. There was a time when nobody knew anything about the Western Hemisphere, because there was no transaction. There was no humanity around. So good. So if you think you know that what you are thinking is the fact, and I cannot convince you. All right. You should be able to talk to me about what you know back then. Because if you don't know about back then, which the science that tells us how things happen gradually, if you don't have that, don't bother even try. Because you have to know the beginning of something to talk about what is up the middle or way down yonder. You have to know where it began. So now we have 7 days make 1 week. And it says in the Bible, God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. And that's what you believe, correct? Now, have you used any, have you read any knowledge of the actual process that designate the first day of the week? Do you? Now, with all of the things that we are taught in church, we love them. I'm not meant to be disrespectful to nobody or nothing like that, but that's what, that's all you are taught. That's what I was taught until I am 27 years old when I'm going into a adult high school. What I'm trying to tell you, I thought I knew everything that there was to know. That's what I thought. I've never heard anybody say anything that I recall that affected me pertaining to beyond what we know in Christianity. What? The greatest thing is Jesus came from above to die for our sins. They don't tell us the part in the Bible that said Jesus, in Matthew 26, Jesus did not want to die for our sins. When it came time, he's walking about, must in a Gethsemane with his disciple. He did not want to die. And we don't pay any attention when we are reading that Jesus left two sections of his disciple at different spot. I think in the Garden of Gethsemane, wherever they were that day, when he should turn himself in to die for the sins of the world or of mankind. Yeah, I remember those things that I was taught. I am saying to you that why the church wasn't preaching to us the reason why Jesus, well, the Bible tells the reason. But it was not emphasized on to where I would remember, say, oh, but Jesus never wanted to die for our sins again. He promised in the Bible to his Father that he will come and die for our sins, because that's what God wanted him to do. But when it came down to the time when Jesus should freely give himself up, because the Bible says he gave himself up. But that's not true. Jesus never gave himself up to die, because that is contrary to what the Bible says in Matthew 26, that he left about 9 of his disciples at the first station to stay there and took with him about 3 or so of the disciples, it's 12 of them, right? So if you take out, I think 3, it would leave 3 from 12, leave 9. So 9 of his disciples was left behind, and he took like 3 of them to go a little bit further into that garden place. And he left those 3, seemed like he esteemed them higher grade than the 9, okay? So, I mean, in the church hierarchy. So, Jesus is making a church, you know. He's a church he come to make up. you know, according to how his father sent him to carry out the work. So Jesus is carrying out the work of his Father God in heaven, right? What I'm trying to tell you, all the whole bunch of Anas' story that we are reading in the Bible about how this whole situation was established by God and his son Jesus Christ. The emphasis is that I'm talking about is that Jesus did not impersonally, did not want to die for this big endeavor to die to save the lost soul. Think about the amount of expression that is taught to us of the value of Christ dying for our sin. And think of the fact that Jesus was saying that, look, Father, me don't want to do this anymore. You understand that? Jesus in the Bible is saying, I don't want to do it. No, you know, forget about that, me dying for them and for their sin. We didn't sin, as it were. Those are the kind of, tone that you're reading that resulting from Jesus' disposition. This is all saying that Jesus really never exists. And we Africans are behaving like we are fully convinced that Jesus exists. Because what? We don't have the knowledge of it. We believe it. So think of the danger of believing in something and you're fully convinced and it's not true. How long is it going to take for us to come to the knowledge that what we read don't tell us that Jesus existed? Though all these high numbers of like maybe several millions of words in the Bible is saying that Jesus exists. But is it really telling us that Jesus exists? And the answer is no. Because neither of us knew by what we read that it was the truth. We only believe it. Those words that we read about Jesus, we only believe it. We don't have a reading sense that Jesus exists for real. Jesus did not exist. And if you read carefully, you will see that Jesus made a lot of errors based on what you read academically. It's not that you are finding, empty faults. It's a matter that proper word expression does not affirm that Jesus did exist. That's what I'm saying. You cannot use those words and prove that Jesus did exist. All right? What does that mean? Well, first of all, since you will like tell me you will not accept that Jesus did not exist, the question would be, what are you using to sustain that Jesus did exist? You got to go into the Bible that is telling the story and examine those words. That's the only way that it will be justified for you, or that it will make civilized sense for anybody to come to the conclusion Jesus did exist and you can't prove it with the words that you read and conclude on that. Jesus, what you're reading, is what these European homosexuals wrote. And there is a big background in history that we must know about these white people and where they're coming from before we can arrive at whether true or false about Jesus. And if you feel like, I don't care what you say, well, just think about that. If you cannot challenge to use the academic words in the Bible or in history. But since you hold the Bible above any history, well, use the words in the Bible and say it. Don't just say you believe, because believe is not a knowledge to prove anything. Although you may want to think that way, but words don't convey that. Now, this is something new. But look, what is new in what I say? That's what you are to know, and not what you believe. Because what I'm saying is of knowledge. You see what I mean? And I'll cut a laugh, because it's not like I am mocking somebody or something like that. It's the situation why I am laughing. The situation makes me laugh, because there is irony in it. When I am showing the fact that what we believe is not true, and we will be afraid to challenge, to stage that whether it is true or not. Okay? And anytime you realize that you make a wrong turn, what do? You don't keep on going down that place. Especially when you're up on the highway and you pass your exit, you know what I mean? How far you have to go to put yourself back on the road. So what I'm trying to say to you, you have to drive to the next exit and look for another entrance to come back up on the highway that you're on. So what I'm trying to say to you is that when you are in sight of the light, you should glorify that opportunity, that what you thought was true turned out to be wrong, and you can now identify the fact that you are wrong only by using words, because words are science, the component of science. And we don't read the Bible like it is anything technical. No! We do not! And that's what we are to do. If somebody is saying that the word that you just use is wrong, you should examine it for real and see whether this person is really trying to get you out of trouble. You see what I mean? Because that's what happens on quite a bit of levels when we are not producing the right meaning of a word that we are using. The words that we use convey the fact, not a belief. And that's what we must be careful of. Now, you're going to say to me that I don't care what you say. And when you say you don't care what you say, that's where you slip. A bad slip. Because if we are in a confrontation with something and you own the right position with what you're saying, you can prove it with what you're saying. And I cannot. And I am only saying, well, you can stay there with what you said. That is not clarifying the thing. And if I am cutting short of finding the clarity to what's being said, and you are trying to the process of seeing whether it is true or false according to the word what we are using, with definitions of the word and everything concerning the words, the context and everything, we need to know that before we give up and say, no, that's not it, this is it. And until you are able to do that, you're not in good shape. And to be disparaging other people who are not abusing you, but rather like pointing out what is the fact in the matter of these words that we are using and trying to get clarification. If the Bible can't show clarification to affirm or to disaffirm, like wise man follow a star to the baby Jesus, is there any way to prove in the words of the Bible that wise men follow star? You need to. And although you've been believing it, and the problem is, oh, you've been believing everything the Bible says, because the Bible says your mind must be unnatural. That's another impossibility. And because you believe it, what is untrue about it don't appeal to you. Do you understand that? When you believe and don't know, and you are fully convinced believing it's true, you don't have the energy in you to accept what the fact is. So if somebody asks you, now, do you see what's wrong with what you say? You rather say something that keeps you believing. You will say things that adamantly express that you're not going to follow knowledge. You're going to follow where you believe. And you don't care about those definitions for the word believe. You're wrong. You don't care. Because you believe it already. And that's what believe does. Kill the inner energy that is positive and that is factual. You kill it. So you cannot afford to say, you know, I see what you say. No! You cannot. And you can't give definitive answers about the words that is right there, that is working on what is wrong to radiate what is wrong, but touch you, because it's going to turn you against Jesus that you love so much. Now, something wrong about Jesus that you will never know when you're a believer. In the case of Palestine, Jerusalem, that spot in the Bible, when it tells about Caesar Augustus gave a decree that all men should, and who are those people? It's the African, we. It's not European he's talking. Because it is European against the African indigenous people. You know, I am looking back at it that they, the European, overthrow our king in Rome, Italy. Right? The king, Tarquinius. Right? I think it's Julius. Is his first name, but Tarquinius is definitely his last name. They overthrow the king and took over the entire trove. Everything that the king possessed as a king, they take it over. So you imagine these criminals. The monkeys crossbreed and turn into homosexual that you know today. So you know what homosexuals are today, right? They are a kind of human being. But it's the crossbreeding why they become homosexual. What were they before they crossbreed? What were they, what species were they before they become human-like homosexual though? because real humans are not homosexuals. And today, these Europeans who only want to call themselves Americans, that's a lie. We must kick them out for calling themselves Americans. They're not Americans. Okay? And anytime we learn the truth and say this, they will run to the rock because they will know they don't have anywhere else to go. We find the truth. They are busted in many pieces. White people are not human beings. But right now, their monkey blood has destroyed our brain with all the diseases that we are going to over the past 200,000 years. Well, basically 100,000 years. Because we don't know anything anymore. Not even to run our own government. Now, what are we doing with these kinds of beliefs that keep us under their monkey blood? So they were monkeys before they interbreed by interference, illegal interference with our species, both the Neanderthals and we, the wise sapien. And here we are today. They are just about, you know, I mean, finish us off like they did the Neanderthals. We are all sapien species. And they are now trying to make themselves into our species. That because they are successful with their disease that they are fed, that they fed to us. Okay? They get our blood and begin to talk and be like some kind of human being. But they are not human beings. Their quality is not that of real anatomic human being. That's just clear and plain in the world. It's a textbook. And right now, there's that cloud that as it were, put a screen between them and us. We don't communicate and understand the same thing. No. Only certain things we understand alike. But the important information makes the difference between them and us. It can't come up because we don't know the truth. You see? You look the time in 1857, the United States Supreme Court, mean them, not us, their sodomite, homosexual, so-called United States Court, ruled that black people were property. Right? They come and take control of us since 100,000 years ago. And our brain changed from what it was when we were growing up in Africa 100,000 years prior to that. So we want to talk about now, how come we find ourselves in, you know, going west of Africa? We are in the Western Hemisphere. What happened? Well, the record is in history. Okay? World history that shows that 100,000 years ago, some of our ethnic group people, Indian, Chinese, and the rest of our subgroups, left Africa to come to the Western Hemisphere. And it was at that time the attack began with their monkey blood diseases. Their blood was their blood, so they were not catching disease off of their own blood. It was that blood, and they're not created by any god. Okay? Today, they want us to think that they are created by the same, this god where them have in a Bible, which Where did God come from? These homosexuals invented that. And who you ever hear say that except me? Who ever told you that the God in the Bible is not a real God? And that God, what they are giving us to believe, we believe it so. Right? We believe it. That's right. I know, because that's why I got in the church. But now that we believe that, that's what keep us astray until now. We are not the same people today like when we were in Africa the first 100,000 years. We are not, because then there were kings that rule over us until right down in our time. You remember Selassie? He's a king. That's where you think we get kingship from. You think it's from the white people then? No, kingship don't come from them. You see, they start calling themselves kings in some remote way because they don't really want to associate with king too much, so that they separate themselves, so that when you hear that there is king and queen ruling in England, we rule England before they came. We are ethnic people. We are indigenous people. Indigenous mean the first people to rule anywhere, to occupy anywhere. That's what it is. Today, we don't even care what that word means. We go along with we are indigenous people, but we don't know what it means. Otherwise, things would be different with us. What I'm trying to tell you is that it takes too long for us to find these things out. To where it is like the cloud that hangs over us, it's not going to move, and we don't even know it's cloud because we believe everything they write in the Bible. These things are true, and there is nobody to defeat when I say them. I always say, call me and talk to me in this program, please. The number? 347-850-1358. And if you miss the number to call me, I would be remiss if I don't tell you a second time, right? Let some pressure come into our lungs, okay? Gonna give you it a second time, all right? That, you don't have to call me today, but call me when you feel like you got something to say, okay? Pertaining to what we're talking about here. Not that I don't want us to talk about anything else, but it's a gradual process in understanding the things of our civilization, okay? So talking about this today, because, you know, like yesterday, I talked similar things, but not exactly line by line. But the what is needed is our knowledge of what is civilization, because what we think civilization is not civilization at all. Okay? When I read what has transpired 100,000 years ago, it is like 100,000 years after we were created. Now, we would say 200,000 years ago, we were created as human beings. Not these white people. They don't have anything to do with us. And that's how much alienation is between them and us. We need to know the truth. So nobody is going to think that they are perhaps wrong in taking that position. I am going by the history. when they, long after they spread the disease from Africa to the Western Hemisphere, yes, long after that, way down into 509 BC, write it down, right? So you will remember it. It is for necessity, because I tell you about 100,000 years ago when we were first inoculated with their bad diseases. Whereas before the first 100,000 years, there is no writing, no record that we had disease. That's the way to know the truth that make you free. Because if you don't know this truth, you will never be free, and you will always follow modern homosexuals, Christmas and Easter way of life. Yeah, that's a fact. Because if I right now should write on Google and ask them, if I ask them the question about Christmas and Easter, where it originate from, you probably would probably go crazy if you know what they will say. When I ask them certain questions that they must answer to come out to come out with, like, they have some credibility, then they go off into something else and talk all kind of foolishness. They're not going to tell you where Christmas and Easter originate. No. Because if they should tell you and tell the truth, they would be telling on themselves. Okay? If you don't know that these are apes, white people come from apes in the origin, although they will be telling a lot of us that we are the one that come from apes. The reason why that they will tell us that we come from apes and we are not, we are their property, it is because of the bad blood that we receive from them, because we are of a different species, taxonomic species, different from them, because they are hominid, apes, primates. That's what they are in origin. If they were a baby that born, that's the time that they are coming from being hominid monkeys. Okay? And there are a lot of different monkeys, different types. Well, they are the hominid, okay, that gave birth to Homo erectus. And Homo erectus crossbreed into homosexual human being. Okay? If you want to call them human being, they don't have the full quality of human being, but they have qualities, certain qualities of human. Okay? So that's the fact. If you're talking the truth the right way, they cannot stand up to you at all. If you know from the beginning to the end, they cannot stand up to you, and that's what are here to do. Because over these 2,000 years, they have been using our military, using our wealth to build up big army. They didn't know nothing about human civilization until they get our blood and crossbreed with it. And that's what we supposed to know. And how you prove that? They will not face me. And I am just one little person, you know, I mean, is only what I am saying right now that gives weight to what I am saying. And it doesn't matter how they would like to to keep me from saying it. I have the entire package of factual evidence to knock him out. I read the world history and I come to find out. So although nobody don't know me, they have to just like, you know, read what I write and say and don't bother say anything. They don't have anything to rebut me because I was on Twitter and I was saying ultimate things to knock him out. And it so happened one day I say something that was ultimate. I tell them that it's time to get rid of these, you know, homosexual things that they have in making up church and stuff like that. I say it's time to get rid of these things. But what are those things that I said? You know what? I tell you another day. Yeah. Yeah. But I said it before on here, you know, but it's just that today I can use it as a teaser because I said it more than one time on this show. So you've been missing something. But they blocked me from posting it. And I appeal. It's going into 4 years now. And they will not answer the appeal. They won't answer. Okay? I filed the appeal, and it was acceptable. It was, they accepted it and stuff like that, and they give their answer. They can't give the answer because we African people have a right to now, in our time, to order them out of our territories. We're just using words. Not using guns and stuff like that, because everything they have killing us, they get it from us in the Bronze Age. When was the Bronze Age? It was not back in African time back there. No. The Bronze Age began like from the 4,000 to right down to 20... down to like 1200 BC. Yeah, from 4000 to like what is it? What did I tell you? I tell you 1200. 1000, you know. 1000 about 200. That is what happened. That is what happened, what they are using, because remember, the history tells us that, you know, it's simply because the story has not been out and become a resistant to them. You know, since they, you know, messed up our brain with the diseases, because we don't attribute all of these diseases to the forfeiture of our brain to function properly. We don't do that because it happened so long and we get accustomed to having disease. But it's theirs. It is, you know, right here. Why don't you call me and see if I don't prove it to you right here. Now, we cannot afford for them to take over the world the way they have done it. The way they have done it. Yeah. And as long as the good gods allow me to be alive, this is what's going to happen. The world will know the truth because it is written so. As it was in the beginning, so will it be in the end. White people are homosexuals because they crossbreed between the sapien species. That's who they are. So they are out there talking about their new world order and they don't care nothing about it. Don't you see? They don't care nothing about the African people when they're talking. And Trump is talking about he wants to rule again. Even after he staged breach against his own government, where he led as a president before, and now he come and decide that he wants to rule, no care or anybody else beat him. Him want to go back and rule. This is a nasty, nasty thing that we Africans should never overlook. But we are overlooking it and joining them. Even this guy is stink and of his homosexual ways. Trump, I'm talking about. Because we allow them to fool us because of the blood that kill our brain. We don't know what's wrong from what's right. And yet still you think that you are okay because you are able to go to university, their university, these faggots university. That's your university you go. So now, yeah, they give you a job and stuff like that. That's their standard. That's how they swallow us up into the dark, the dark hole, I call it. You know, that's where we are. We are not the same people that left Africa 100,000 years ago. We are not the same people. Okay, so all of these things that we believe in the Bible and stuff like that, you know, it's hard for us to, like, come back to ourselves. A dear friend of mine just tell me that now. If I call her back another time and talk about this Christian anything, she's going to hang up the phone on me. You know what? I decided, it's a good friend. I said, I don't want to lose your friendship. She said, you're not going to lose your friendship, but it's just the way it's going to be. I decided, you know what? I'm not going to be there for her to do that to me because I am not going to tell her anything more. Because she's at the very beginning of initiating a communication. She's resenting that that what I'm saying is true. She's resenting without processing it, and she has university degrees. So I can't blame her. I cannot blame her. Because in whatever way she is thinking by the effect of diseases by our ancestors and pass it on to us. It's hard to come to the knowledge of in our situation here today. So I cannot, but I am not going to be crushed by anybody who are not at the place where they are willing. I am not pushing anything down anybody's throat, never at all. I have no need to, but I love to communicate, just like if anybody wanted to communicate with me about anything. You know, I have to, like, get a sense of it somehow until I am satisfied. Say, all right, I don't want to talk about that anymore. Or say, well, then what you're saying is not true, and this is the reason why it is not true. And you can continue with your conviction. But, hey, stay your ground if that's what you really see to be the truth. Go ahead and hold it as your truth. Now, what about what you say why and what I say why? Is there a way of we finding out who have the right logical position from who does not? That's the thing about it. So it's going to be that when the person who believes so strongly cannot see and will offer something that is just not academically true. It's not right. nothing right about Jesus, nothing right about his father that begot a son. Nope. Show me in the Bible where you can find that. You cannot find that in anywhere in the Bible where God begot a son. It's just not in there. All right. My friends, there are too many things that I come to consider and know why I can, in no case, even if you give me $1 trillion, I would not accept it to come back, be a Christian. Because the facts and the logic in the world is a textbook, not the Bible alone. But the Bible itself, for me, is what begin to compel me to recognize that the Bible is not telling truth about God and Jesus. You see what I mean? So if you don't know when words are corrupt, used corrupt, because a word in itself is not corrupt, there are words that represent corruption, yes, but a misnomer is not a corrupt word. In this context that I am speaking now, if there is anything out there, I am speaking for this context right now, that when you hear white people bring church, I don't know where they make up that word from, but I only know about BCE represents the polytheism world of the civilized world. I know that. So whatever else they might talk about AD and Adamani and use words, clean words, to tell you about spiritual things, use clean words to represent spiritual things, and it is false spiritual things. Yeah, that's a misnomer right there. And that's what you find in Christianity, is misnomers. Like Christian, they call it Puritan Christian agenda. That is one of their articles. You can write it down. Christian Puritan agenda. It's a question at the hand, right? So write it down and Google it and see if you find that article that they wrote, and it's out there, right? Because I have it. I can give it to anybody if they come around and want it. Yes, the world of the white people are different from the world of the African hybrid indigenous people. It's different, and it will be forever different. To those of us who are sink so low and we cannot understand it, that's too bad. But I tell you what, God did not create us to go to heaven, but it can happen. Going to heaven can happen because they're the first class or type, the first human beings that were created on earth. There are a few of them that were taken up to the Nibiru heaven and were given knowledge to bring back to earth. Those things happen. And when it comes down to, we now have been given a whole bunch of disease to stop us from going further in knowing the truth that I am talking about. I tell you what, once we know, there's nothing is going to stop us from removing these sodomites from our territory. They are here because we don't have the fire to burn them. And when I say fire to burn them, I'm not talking about literal fire. I'm talking about spiritual fire. We don't have it. We don't know the truth. Because it's us that they take it from. So it means something went wrong with us and we need to cleanse. And if you don't want to cleanse and you still go on believing in your Jesus Christ, when it is clear, if you read properly, it is clear that Jesus don't exist. Period. And I am the one, if you can't find anybody, I prove it to you. Really. Prove it to you. And I'll even pay you, you know, some dividend. Because it is not true. And it's hidden up in words that we're not using properly. Why, we don't know. Listen. To be a homosexual and fucking batty is the worst desire to have. You hear me? And they don't, look at them. These white people don't want us to call them homosexual either. And that's what they are. So you see what I mean? They will always beat us because our brain is, for a lot of us, irreparable. You know, we cannot go back to where we come from because we are spoiled, rotten. Okay? Now, I know when my mind is thinking wrong things because I just don't feel comfortable. And as long as I know what to do, that's what I'm going to do, to stay where I am at. And so, my friends, I always love to talk about the beginning of life forms and these two species that we have. I love to talk about that. I am not now positioned to talk about that right now, but these are things I like to talk about. Because these are what protect us in the right way. All right. And so, what am I to do now? I like to talk, to sing, or to give you a little of the lyrics that makes me feel good, because when it is being sung by a African blood, I like that more than anything else that being put forth by somebody who is not an African blood. Equal rights and justice. Peter Touch.
Everybody wants to go.
Alright, here we have Hero, another of my wonderful tunes.
And
been this far, and we have a little more to go, and let's consider this. It's not for white people. What I'm saying is not for white people, and this is a serious thing to say, because now we have a world where white people are cozy up with African people, which is just not the civilized thing to do, all right? So we have the option now to learn the truth and to live by our Creator's creed and leave these infidel alone, because they are only invaders. You know that? That's all you're looking at, invaders and people who are feigning because we have lost our minds. They can take anything and say who they are, and we are nothing. And those of us who meet their standard, they behave like, all right, they are all the right people in the world. That's not the way it goes. Civilization rules. We have the rule, the laws of the gods who set up the civilization establishment by kingship, government, jurisdiction. Sodomite is not under the African people jurisdiction. They're not. They are not, and they must get out. because they are nothing but homosexuals. And we don't have anything as instruction in our prehistory record to harbor, what you call it, crossbreed monkeys into homosexuals. We don't have any space for them. Their space, they know where it's at. As long as I am telling the truth, I don't want nobody as friends who is contrary to the truth, because I must worship the creator of my being. All the people that are for sure created 200,000 years ago by the Elohim, who these sodomites that we are here in their church, you know, they don't want to have anything with our gods. And it's not because they don't know our gods are the highest in civilization. They are the one who created civilization. Not for them. But now they come on the defense and want to be like human beings. They cannot be like human beings. And I told you over and over why they can't. Why are they killing the way they do and keep the world so pro-homosexual? That's what they are doing. They can't fight down the truth. They need to get out. Otherwise, they will gradually perish to nothing. All right, let's read a little of this. Uncivilized 509 BC coup and AD 1st and Adamani 1220 law codes invalid. White people are invalid. And I have the fact here, but those who want to like go with them, but not on our premise. They are not civilized. They are trying to convince our world that they are civilized. They are fucking batty homosexuals, a crossbreed from monkeys. We don't want them among us. They spend long enough because of their disease in our brain, but some of us are getting over it. And soon as the remnant get over it, the truth will come out and they will find their roots in Europe. All right, let's go on with this here now, because right now they are all in a position that they control everywhere we are, and this is their world. America is their country. That's a lie. And what else to say it is beside a lie? Invade us and they colonize us. They don't have any right to do it. We have a right to order them out. And that's what I'm doing right now. So let it be. The time has come that compels and command the homosexual species. The time has come. So if you're out there working for them and talking about democracy, you must understand you don't belong there. You do not belong there. You belong to prehistory and what the gods tell us of our own humanity. That's what we are supposed to live as. And like I said, the first 100,000 years, 100,000 years, the first one, that's when we develop in exactly the way our Creator wanted us in South Africa. Okay? When these here sodomites, they never were sodomites then. They were monkeys. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say to the world, this is the truth. There is no other truth in civilization but this truth right here, the Elohim gods. And these faggots know who the Elohims are. They know that. But they want to play gods. They want to play gods, right? Well, anytime we read and know the truth, we do not accept them for but what they are. And we are the ones are superior on the earth. And they now, because we lose our mind, they are now saying they are the one to rule the world in their AD Anno Domini. They don't have anything that make any civilized sense in their AD Anno Domini and what they are behaving like, you know, bringing all these old bunch of homosexual concepts and things to say this is their world. We know it's not, and that's all we need to do is to learn the truth and speak the truth and live it. But as long as we are going into your church and speaking tongues, hallelujah, and all this kind of stuff, we are done. All right, so I am not encouraging those kind of people, because if your mind is done and your days are dark, stay where you are, because it can't work for you. It will work for the remnants of those who, well, can identify the truth and begin to live and magnify the gods in their lifetime. All right, so here we go. So I say the time has come that compels us to command the homosexual species to reject itself from its illegal invasion. What do I say? It is to eject. Yes, it's to eject themselves from the illegal invasion and colonization position. Eject and go back to where they come from. Get out of our territory because it's not theirs. And we can only depend on the gods to toss them out, okay, into pieces, because they reject our creator itself. Killing us and do all kind of stuff with us is one thing, because we don't worry much of anything anyway. But those of us who will return to the truth of civilization, they worth something. All right? So now I'm saying of face, of farce, right? Of the force. Yes, of the force obliteration by Elohim. No questions asked. Yes, they need to eject themselves that's what needs to be done. Nothing else needs to be done. Whether they like what I'm saying or not don't mean nothing to me, because the truth is the truth. They come from where they have no civilization at all, but they want to come here and make themselves civilized. They can't. They cannot. That's the thing about it. There's nothing we can do for them besides order them to get out. Because what did they do to us? Order us out of our legal territories, right? All over the Western Hemisphere and Africa. That's what they do. And the truth comes now for us to reverence the truth. That's all there is to it. He says, evidence is overwhelming. No real cause to say, no real cause to stay in kingship, dominion, jurisdiction. There is no cause for white people to stay in the African people dominion. No cause whatsoever. So all they go out there and going overseas and killing off our country people, join the truth, get out of their church, get out of their democracy. They are homosexuals. And nothing is going to change about that. With all the wealth and things that we have, they take it and claim it is theirs. And you are gonna see. Anytime the God see clearly that we are serious, you will see, put on top of other things that they are doing right now to deplete these sodomites, they will put in the final touch. In the Sumerian king list, Eridu is the first five cities where kingship was received before the flood came over the land. Mentions two rulers of Eridu from the early dynastic period, Alulim and Al-Algar. Two, it said the first mentions two rulers of Eridu from the early dynastic period, Alulim and Ala and Halga, both the kings that were rulers. He says in Eridu, right, from the early dynastic times. Think about that. Right? This is the truth. This is the truth about life, because this is where the weeks and the months and the years were formed. These European invaders, they were in Europe at that time, because they moved from Africa 1.5 million years ago, go into Europe. This is the way the cookie crumbles. And if you don't want to get it, it's up to you. This is all I needed from a child up and did not get it. Now I can read. I know for myself. I share it with other people. Make sure they too, who can see, will see and get the light within themselves and be happy. When kingship from heaven was lowered, the kingship was in Eridu. That was the first senior place of residency by the gods. In Eridug, Alulim became king. I'm not sure if this is Eridug. I'm not sure if this is spelled right, but it doesn't say wrong. Anyway, yes. But in Eridug, Alulim became king. He ruled for 28,800 years. Al-Haljar ruled for 36 years.
All right.
What is Dionysus Egeus famous for? Now, think of this. This old bunch of uncivilized things now I'm going to read you, which belong to the homosexuals. And this is going to be outside of our arena now. This is the guy that the Pope used to make a different calendar than the one that our God's created for us. That's the reason why we cannot be under them. That's why we need to learn the truth to get out from underneath them and their AD Anno Domini and come back to our kingship rule, okay? They violated our kingship laws. So they are criminal right now and need to be prosecuted for what they have done. And the gods will deal with them on that level, you know. But we need to, on our level, give up ourselves to what is given to us. Come on. So this sodomite, Dionysus Egeus, English Dennis, the little flourish 6th century AD. Okay, so this person here is Dionysus Egeus. English Dionysus. The little florist, 6th century AD, celebrated 6th century canonist, who is considered the inventor of the Christian calendar, the guy he gives us. Dionysus, right? And this big, long, you know, Dennis the Little, flourish 6th century, flourish 6th century AD, right? Back in that time, this guy celebrated 6th century canonis, who is considered the inventor of the Christianity that we have here today, that, you know, evangelize all of our African people, you know, and we've gone into darkness now. We have nothing to do with our Creator, right? People who are Christians. The use of which spread through the employment of his new Easter tables. You hear that? Hope you understand what I'm reading to you. We don't belong to Christmas and Easter as African ethnic people. Just know that. Dionysius is best known as the inventor of AD Anno Domini dating that we are under today. We Africans are under this. The Christmas AD Anno Domini, that don't worth anything because it's all under this claim of Jesus. And Jesus don't exist, as I have told you, is used to number the years of both the Gregorian calendar and the Christianized Yes, the Christianized Julian calendar, right? So they make quite a few of their own calendar that has nothing to do with the civilization calendar of the gods. Almost all churches adopt is computus for the dates of Easter. Now, my friends, that's all I got to say to you right now, and hope that you find something out of it. And I lay down my soul to the acceptance of this knowledge that I just read to you. And if it's up to you, live your life the way you choose, because we'll all die. But for sure, those who have not accepted the truth of the Creator in history and follow Bible that is not history, you will perish, according to my understanding of what is written down here, right? In order to have, you know, a hope with a better life is to believe the truth that is in history, not Bible. All right, so take good care, and may you be blessed.